Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
I imagine you're going to be talking about testing and shots and tigers and bears. Oh my, huh?
Oh my, oh my, yeah.
Let's get going.
I want to remind everyone that we do have surveillance testing on Wednesday mornings from 9 to 1 and Thursday afternoons from 1 to 5. So if you just want to do your weekly testing and come through, we get the results back in about 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy, very quick through our parking lot. Give us a call for a testing appointment. If you're symptomatic, we do need to register you as a patient. If you've never been registered, that just takes a few pieces of demographic information from you to make sure that we can get you into our electronic health record, and then we can run that test. Most of the time we do those with our rapid tests, and you get the result within an hour. If you want a vaccine and you want a booster, we are asking people to make appointments again because we want to verify that it's been at least 6 months since your second shot, or 2 months if it's that you got the Johnson & Johnson. People can choose to mix and match now, so we're making cocktails with these vaccines at this point. So if you've got a Johnson & Johnson, you can choose to get a second vaccine of the J&J or go for the Moderna or the Pfizer. If you got two doses of Moderna, you can get your booster shot of either Moderna or Pfizer. And the same is true with the Pfizer. If you got two doses of Pfizer, you can get your booster shot of either the Moderna or Pfizer. We have quite a number of people who didn't come back for their second dose.
Oh.
So they need to get their second dose, and then 6 months later, they're eligible for a booster.
Okay.
At this point, if you've gotten a first dose, get your second dose, and then come and get your booster. As a reminder, the Pfizer booster is a full dose, just like the first and second dose. But the Moderna booster is a half dose. So you want to make sure that you tell whoever you're going to for your boosters or your second doses or first doses what you have on board already.
Okay.
You know, if that's a pharmacy or another healthcare provider, you're coming to us, make sure you bring your card or you tell them exactly what you've got. That's why we're asking for people to make appointments, because we're checking all of that out to make sure we give you the right amount of vaccine for this time around. And then I did want to mention a little bit about where we're at with the vaccine rates across our area.
Okay.
The county as a whole has 71.6% of the eligible population fully vaccinated. The state of California is 73.6%. So our county is a little bit behind the state as a whole. We're expecting that the 5 to 11-year-olds are going to come in probably by next week to be eligible for a vaccine. So those numbers are going to drop. We're going to see that drop because our denominator of who is eligible is going to grow pretty significantly when we add those 5 to 11-year-olds. Right now in Fort Bragg, we're sitting at 74.6% being fully vaccinated and 80.9% having at least one vaccine or more. So we can see that there's a little bit of a spread there. There are people who are getting one vaccine and not coming back for their second vaccine.
Right, yes.
In Mendocino, we've got 84% fully vaccinated with 91.1%. One vaccine or more. Little River is 62.8% fully vaccinated with 68% one vaccine or more. Casper is 42.2% fully vaccinated with 47.3% one vaccine or more. And our weakest spot is Elk with 39% vaccinated and 44.2% one vaccine or more. So we've seen some growth in the Casper and Elk areas, but we're still pretty low in those two spots.
All right. Now, what about flu shots? What's the update on that?
So flu shots are available. We are we conducted a flu clinic last week with 100 flu shots and ran out in an hour. We'll be doing another one. I've requested from public health another 100 to do those. They're available at the pharmacies, and we will have another public health flu shot clinic here in our parking lot drive-through, no waiting, you know, no 15-minute waiting like we do with the COVID vaccines after the vaccine itself. So I will, I will let you know when we have those vaccines at hand and we're able to conduct those.
Now, with the flu shot, must you be a patient of the clinics to get your flu shot?
No, when we use the public health vaccine, when we use the public health flu vaccine, we do it for the entire community. So if you're coming in for an appointment and you want your flu shot or you're offered your flu shot during that appointment, then you can get that anytime. But when we have these drive-through events, it's the public health vaccine that we get.
Yes.
We do it for free, and we do it for everybody, non-patients and patients alike.
All right, good. That makes sense. I know a lot of people – what about – I know get the flu shot anytime, but if we get it – we're getting into November now. Is it still, you know, okay to be waiting this out a little bit or just jump into it if you can get a flu shot?
It's about time to really be getting it because flu season lasts until about April, and you need a few weeks for the flu shot to build up that immunity. So the sooner you get it, the better. But it's still a good time to get it.
All right. Anything else? My goodness, you've said a lot so far.
Yeah. Well, just that, you know, we have a lot of openings. Like, everybody is searching for people to work.
Right.
And so if you are interested in working in healthcare, please, you know, give us a call or drop off your resume here at Mendocino Coast Clinics. We have a lot of openings for receptionists, for office floats, you know, just even non-licensed personnel. So if you're interested in working with a great team and want to be a part of a great organization, drop off your application.
All right. Lucretia, thanks very much for being with us as you are every Thursday on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.